Blog Talk Radio.
Protestant Internet Church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States and whatever time it is wherever you are. I'm Pastor Sabrina. Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is here. And all of you are here. And the Lord is with us. He is in our midst. And we are happy to have him. And we are so happy to have all of you. I want to encourage you to invite friends and maybe family and other persons that you meet, even persons that you don't know so well, to join us here. We have a wonderful ministry that's full of love and care of the Lord, full of hope and inspiration. We teach you how to fight the devil and how to win. So we encourage you to invite others to join us, that they might be partakers of this blessing as well. Amen? You don't have to go into an in-depth discussion of everything we talk about. Just tell them the little that the Lord tells them. Tells you to tell them. Tell them that he loves them. Tell them that he wants them to hear about him. And he wants them to get to know him better. Amen? And invite them to join us. Amen? Invite them. Be inviting, hospitable, charitable even. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. He has been blessing this ministry, especially lately, and he has blessed us with this fast. Pastor apologizes for Sunday when I forgot to tell you about the beef, but I didn't have my calendar with me where I wrote all of those details down. But there is no beef on this fast. Amen. You may have your soup as you desire, but there is no beef. Amen? And you already know all of the other food items that are included. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I hope that you are enjoying your fast. I'm enjoying it. Our fast began today at 12:01 a.m. And it goes all the way through the 18th at midnight, Friday the 18th at midnight. Every day we're meditating on Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. We are memorizing the dream protocol as it is written, and Brother Bill will post it for you again. We are partaking of Holy Communion, water, fruit juice, banana, citrus fruit, soup, and no beef. Amen. Every saint is required to go to the Lord and get a list of what you are to repent of. And you have scriptures of Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, Mark chapter 11, verse 23, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, and Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Each of us is to seek the Lord for a greater understanding of his love. Someone asked me not too long ago, what was the focus of this fast? And so I gave them the list of sermons that led up to this fast, and I suggested that they recast them because the real purposes for this fast are listed and spoken of to great detail in those messages. Amen? So if you're one of those persons that come in and come out and you miss us sometime, I would suggest that you recast those messages, the last four, so that the Lord can speak to your heart. Brother Bill has been kind to post the dream protocol for those of you who still have not written it in your Bible. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. And I hope that you're enjoying your tomato soup. Amen. Amen. So let's go. Let me see if there's something else I need to tell you. Let me think for a moment. Don't forget to drink water. Don't forget to drink water. Amen? Amen. Don't forget to drink water. It's very good, especially this time of year when the air is sometimes very dry. So, let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Oh, no, I know what it is. There are many of you that may be new to us, and we have a web page, and our web page is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that. And when the page comes up, click Guest. And then sign in with your name or your handle and say hi to everyone. And everyone will say hi to you. Amen. We're very friendly and very loving and very receiving. Also, we have a Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. And after the broadcast, we invite you to go there to pray. This is not a place to ask people to pray for you. It's a place for you to pray, for you to pray to your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ and to add the few scriptures that you are standing on for your prayer request. Again, it is not a place for you to ask others to pray for you. It is a place for you to pray to your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ and to include a couple of scriptures that you're standing on. Amen? Amen. And the saints will come along later. We will add our agreement. We will come in agreement with the will of the Godhead concerning your prayer request and the scriptures that you listed. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're a little different from some other prayer groups, but that's just who we are. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you happen to be a person that's using your cell phone, you may use your browser to find us, miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see three white dashes on a dark background. Hit the three white dashes, not the picture. Hit the three white dashes. It'll open up all the other links to you. All right? And we welcome you in the name of the Lord. We also have Blog Talk Archive Sermons. It's a link right across the banner. And in our archive, we have, I've forgotten how many years now, over 10 years, probably over 11 by now, of sermons. And I'm certain that there are sermons there that you have never heard before in your life, and you need to hear them. We suggest to you that you ask God the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive and take you to the sermon that he wants you to hear. We do not advise you to run through there and try to pick it out yourself. Oh, this sounds interesting. This sounds interesting. No, that's not the way it's designed, all right? Ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive and take you to the sermon he wants you to hear. This is how this works. God is working with you and on you, and he knows what he wants to deal with. So it would be in your best interest to allow him to escort you to the word that he wants you to hear and to receive, so that you will not just have heard a sermon, but you will make actual progress in your Christian walk. It's a shame for people to just show up to church and not make any progress. We believe in progress. Amen? Continual progress. Continual change. being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. So, saints, ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive to listen to the message He, God Almighty, wants you to hear. Amen? And I'm certain you will find results that you need. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, for those of you who didn't know about the fast before now, it's very much possible for you to still join us. Amen? Praise the Lord. So you can scroll up and read what's required, and you're welcome to join us and to participate in Jesus' name. This is not, I don't know what we want to call this. This is a fast as unto the Lord. Let me say it that way. This is a fast as unto the Lord. It's not just what food you eat. You'll need to spend time with the Lord yourself, seeking his face, desiring to do his will, allowing him to speak to your heart and to work in your life. Amen? Amen. So you are encouraged to join us if you so desire. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think that's the end of my announcements for today. Our featured psalm for this broadcast is Psalm 119, verses 1 through 16. Our verses for meditation come from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32 through 36, and we exclusively use the King James Version of the Bible. Our featured ebook, the link is already in the chat room, is Testing the Spirit's Bible Study. For those of you who still are having trouble determining whether the voices you hear are of the Lord or another spirit, you need to read the book. Amen. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen? Amen. So now, let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Let's humble ourselves and open our hearts and allow the Lord to touch us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so honored and so blessed to have this opportunity here on earth so that we can serve you in the newness of life that we found in Jesus Christ. If there are any with us this evening, Father, that have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we encourage them, Lord, to listen as we teach tonight, Lord, and allow you to convict them of their sin and their need for righteousness and their need to receive Jesus. We invite them to call in at the guest call-in number, area code 319-527-6235, and press 1, so that we will have an opportunity to lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you for that, Father, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of every human being that has ever lived and ever will live. We thank you, Lord, that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you come to live inside of us and to be our Lord, our Savior, our God, our Deliverer, our Healer, our everything. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, for the blessing of the Lord that enables us to become like you and less like who we have already been. We're thankful. We're thankful, Lord, for an opportunity at eternal life, that now, having received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have an opportunity to come to heaven when we die. There are millions of people everywhere, Lord, who have never known that this is the way. They've tried every God they've ever heard of. They've tried everything anyone has suggested to them, but they still have not found that path that leads to eternal life. So, Father, we pray for them in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you would draw them so that they might hear the truth and that the truth will make them free. We thank you, Lord, that you've caused us to become fishers of men. We throw out the net, Lord, and we thank you for bringing in a haul with us. We lift up to you those, Lord, that are homeless, even Christians that are homeless, Lord, and we ask that you provide for them. We ask that you open the doors of blessing to those who have lost everything, Lord, and who need to be blessed in Jesus' name. We ask that you have mercy on those that should receive your mercy, Lord. Those that should receive your grace, we ask that you pour out your grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for letting them know that you love them, that you care for them. They are not forgotten. They are very much in your eye range. You see them. You hear them. You are touched with the feeling of their infirmity. Lord, meet their need. There's more than enough supply here on the earth that you've placed here for everybody's need to be supplied. So we thank you, Lord, for supplying their need according to your riches and glory. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in us during this fast. We thank you for the grace to fast. We thank you, Lord, that you're getting our attention about some important areas, Lord, and that we're learning to walk more surely in obedience. We know that obedience brings blessings, Lord, and we seek to please you with all of our lives. We love you, Lord, with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our strength, and we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We choose to believe you, Lord. When you say you'll never leave us nor forsake us, we choose to believe what you tell us. When you tell us that you provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord, we choose to believe you, Lord. When you tell us that you love us, Lord, we choose to believe you and to receive your love and your bounty of blessings, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for grace. We thank you for truth. We thank you for life. And we thank you that Jesus Christ is the light of our lives, Lord. Lord, there are those today who are still confused because they're caught up in their own world. The world of what they want, not the world of your will for them. And so they're wandering around, and they're going around the mountain yet once more. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, help, they need help. Whatever help they need, Father, help them. Help them to mature. Help them to grow up. Help them to come to realize what's really important in life. And what is really important is their relationship with you. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for the armor of God, Father. We thank you that our loins are girt about with the spirit of truth. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness and that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the shield of faith wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you for the helmet of salvation, and we take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you that we're covered in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you've blessed us with all kinds of blessings, and you are desirous of us to receive them. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels. We thank you for your praising angels that are assembled together, Lord, whenever we come together. And we thank you most of all for your very presence, Lord. We thank you that you have given us a solution to anxiety, stress, and worry. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because you care for us. We cast down all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for growing us up. We thank you for blessing us. In the name of Jesus, amen. We just thank you, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom and his agents in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man, and we dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind all sources of witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic, digital, and technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence spirits, drone spirits, sorcery spirits, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits, and all their attacks we bind in Jesus' name. We bind the Havana syndrome, the brain changes, the injuries, and all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the voices of the stranger and the charmers and their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies, the work of every druid, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attack, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We bind all EMF attacks, and we bind all 5G attacks and everything coming off the towers and the satellites in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirits that come through the computers and that come through the cell phones and that come through the virtual reality mindset and all the other electronic devices in Jesus' name. We forbid those devils to attack us in the name of Jesus. We cut off the head of every lizard in Jesus' name. With the sword of the Spirit, we decapitate every lizard in the name of Jesus Christ. We put out its eyes in Jesus' name. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We chain it with eternal chains under darkness. We put it into the spiritual cage and send it to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. We close the portal in the computer that it comes through. We close the portals in the cell phone that it comes through. We send the fire of God back through those portals in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every type of demonic creature that could come through a electronic or cellular device in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid their movement forevermore. We send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus, and we shut the portal and close it and seal it in the name of Jesus, and we place the fire of God there in Jesus' holy name. We bind Bozy in the name of Jesus. We bind Bozy, everybody that's trying to get through to listen to the broadcast. We command those devils to be bound in Jesus' name so that they can get through and listen in Jesus' holy name. We raise the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and we send all those targeted attacks back where they came from in the name of Jesus. All those targeted attacks, we send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus. Every targeted attack sent against anyone rightly connected to this ministry, we send it back now in the name of Jesus Christ. According to the covenant, we return it where it came from in Jesus' holy name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Caribbean, Latin American, North American, South American, Australian, Indian, African, Chinese, Asian. Pan-Asian, Ruge, She, Ekota, Uragaha, Mashandarabre, Kierisi, Terabroca, Deredio, Sundarabre, Ruka, tribal groups and native groups, Ergise de, Rundarabraca, Tarabrosa, Deredio, Sundarabriki, Riki, Shandarabrosa, Tarabrocote, Shandaribrishata, Yurukosa, Deredio, Covens of every type, Rishande, Bambabaruka. Runga de Dios on the Rabrisha, that a brick, that a brick it in Jesus' name. Brogande Rukusha, Yerikisa, that a Dios on the Rabrika, de Dios on the Rabra, Kiba Baba, cults of every type. Rinde de Baroca de Rukushata, Yarukole Asataraba, every cult, Erugusha, Imba Baba, Kushin de Manusa, Yarugusa de Brisa, that a Dios at Rabra, Kushin in any assan, that a brick, de Diosa. We thank you, Father. We thank you for releasing your warring angels against those who have come against us. We bind all black and white magic in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of every druid and every order of magic and mystic art. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind all astral projection. Reiki si in the name of Jesus Christ, and we cut every silver cord in Jesus' name. Reiki bebebebebo rukusatarabrisha. We bind rukusatarabrisha dererugosata, impulsivity and attention, racing mind and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship and witchcraft dedication. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind spirits of infirmity. Rokos are spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind all spiders in their webs, and we bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all devils sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo and hoodoo, in the name of Jesus Christ. We return to the sender according to the covenant, all in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name, which includes evil works, marks, rites, rituals, ceremonies, sacrifices, proclamations, pronouncements, vows, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, and give you praise. We thank you, and we give you praise. We bind all mystic rituals and devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe and fantasy, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem. Ineptness, we bind you in Jesus' name. Oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind Leviathan, the king of pride, and his entire kingdom in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baselech, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon. In the name of Jesus, we undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual that has ever existed in Jesus' name, every Masonic ceremony. And we break the power and bind all of the spirits concerned in those rituals and ceremonies and prayers and officiating, even the work of the Demole, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of the Rokosutorobrise, Rike Siderera, Order of the Eastern Star, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind their rituals as well, in Jesus' name, their ceremonies, even their artifacts, in Jesus' name. We cut with the sword of the Spirit their entanglements from us, in the name of Jesus Christ. Runga de Gabrisha, that a diosa talabre. Kiba Babashon, that regise bebebe, kusha mama,
Ruka de Brisha de Broca de Dion de Braca, Mama Masuta, Rula la de Oso do Rigise de Rigibebe Shete, Rula la de Asande, Gisha Mama Mama Mogusata, Rula la de Yasaha Babakusha de Brike, Sunde de Braca de Eshete. We cut away the false doctrines of the Jehovah Witnesses in Jesus' name. Esha Baba. Ruka de Brisha de Broca de Dioso Torobri, Sala la de Osunde de Brite, Lele de Osunde, Bibebeche, Rula la de Asande de Bruca de Rukushene Marocasa, Yarukulelea de la Brica de Diosota, deeply embedded falsehoods, Urugusa Tarariasuta, Irko uprooted, come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Runde de Manese de Rukusata, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Deep breath and cough. The leftovers of false religion, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ, regardless of the name of the religion. Come up and out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Babylonian spirits, come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Kundalini spirits, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Religious but not right with Jesus Christ. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Deep breath and cough from your gut in Jesus' holy name. Not your throat, your gut. Deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus Christ. If your family and your family members are invited and involved in any of these things, these spirits traffic to you. You need to get rid of them in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. All activities of our native culture that are contrary to the Holy Spirit, contrary to the Lord Jesus, contrary to our Heavenly Father, contrary to the Word of God, we break your grip and hold in our lives in Jesus' name. Come up and out of us. Come up and out of our Urgisa de Brisha. Yarigisa de Riosuto de Riakisa de Rukuha. Rike de Riosundi de Brisha de. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Rike de de. Because your tribe does it, doesn't mean you continue in it. Rukanda Rusha de Bruka de Riosuta. Read the broker, let it use under the breaker, let it use under the breaker. Shar, rugusa, break it, break it, break it, break it. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. Risa, let it use under the breaker, let it use under the breaker. Yargula, let it use under the breaker, de esha, mama, 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 gusa. Yarrikisa, de brusha, de, hey, hallelujah, roca. Sella, let it use under, bebebe, de brusa, de bru. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We bind the gang stalkers and we send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads. We bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into the truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief. and whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially persecuted Christians. We thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah. And we cover them especially with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We release Psalm 91 over them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you give them wisdom and prudence in their circumstances. We ask that you provide for them all that they need. Hey, in Jesus' holy name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise, Lord. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus, Lord, and our vehicles and the road on which we travel, we cover in the blood of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over any and all animals and demons and spirits and anything that is on the road that should not cross our path in Jesus' name. We dispatch angels ahead of us. We ask you to dispatch angels ahead of us, Father, to protect us. Those that must drive in the snow, Lord, give them the protection that they need, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We disconnect from ourselves any devils that trafficked us today, any devils that followed us or attempted to attach themselves to us. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send them right back where they came from. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank you. We break the power of every curse that's related to our technology and our electronic devices. In the name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. All demons that were sent to us or transferred to us, we command them to leave us now. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We pull out every fiery dart, every pen, every needle, every spear, all voodoo, all witchcraft. We command you to exit our bodies now in the name of Jesus. We command you to exit our bodies now in Jesus' holy name. Father, we ask for every open door that our ancestors opened along with the devil to be closed now in Jesus' name. The doors that were opened to the demonic realm that our ancestors opened, whether in ignorance or in outright rebellion, those doors be closed now in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, garlands, covenants, soul ties, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, agreements, oaths, consents, and every form and type of agreement with the demonic realm and those who traffic therein in Jesus' name. We break down walls of protection around shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, witches, warlocks, sorcerers, divinators, and all such persons. We break the power of all the curses, love spells, vexes, hexes, charms, fetishes, psychic prayers, psychic thoughts, all witchcraft, voodoo, mind control, sorcery, brain frequency meditations, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, sickness, pain, and torment, death spirits sent to us. We send them right back where they came from. All psychic warfare and psychic powers we send back. Incense and candle burnings, chantings, ungodly blessings, root works, crystals, tribal sins, and all other forms of witchcraft. We send it back. It's not ours. We won't receive it in Jesus' name. We bind all the interference that the enemy would send to us. Hey, for Regisa. Yurgo la laria san de gebrisha da broca de lidianda. Ruco de gebrisha da de breke, bebe bebe, set da broca de lidiosunda. Yarruco la laria si de gebrisha da brike de sama mama kusha. Red la diosa de brike de diosa da broca de dioke set da brike de diosa da bra. We send those devils into confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. We break their agreements in Jesus' name. All the interfering demons, we send you into civil war in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And the church said, amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. God is good. And he loves us. Yes, he does. He loves everybody because God is love. And we are seeking the Lord for a greater revelation of his love. Amen. We want to know the love of God, and we want to walk in it. Amen. Amen. Again, our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. Press 1. Well, tonight, saints, we're going to talk about more blessings to come. More blessings to come. Yes, we're blessed, but God has so much more for us. And he does not want us to leave this earth without having experienced the blessings that are due to come to us here on the earth. Amen? There are blessings that the Lord has for us that are not only here on the earth, but they transcend even to when we go to heaven, amen, after we leave the earth. And there are blessings for us while we're here on the earth. So we don't want to leave any of our blessings behind, amen. We want them all. So, saints, God is in the blessing business. He is in the blessing business. It is his sincere desire for his children to be blessed. God wants his children blessed. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2. And these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So we can see, saints, that it's imperative for us to listen to God with the intent to obey him. It is imperative for us to listen to the voice of the Lord our God, full intent to obey him. He says when we do this, then all these blessings that he has for us will come on us and overtake us. And we want that. And if you don't, we'll pray for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want the blessings of the Lord. I wouldn't know why someone wouldn't. They're wonderful blessings. Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10 says that the treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers us from death. Delivers us from death. Yes, it does. In practical everyday life, righteousness delivers us from death itself. Take that seriously, saints. Take that seriously. Proverbs 28, verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessing,
But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. A faithful man shall abound with blessing. You know, there are a lot of people, the minute you say blessings, all that they can think about is material things. But there are blessings that are far richer than just material things. You know, there's this phrase that is very true, that if you have your health, you have wealth. What good does it do for you to have an overabundance of material things, but you're not able to enjoy them, to use them, to bless anyone else with them? So, you see, God wants his people to be blessed. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Most saints know this, yet many of us feel as though we are unworthy to be blessed. We know that God wants us blessed, but for some reason, we feel as though we're not worthy to be blessed. For some, it's due to personal struggle. That's the reason for some people. For some, it's from a guilty feeling of condemnation from past sin. If you're one of those persons, we preached a sermon about that not too long ago. Ask the Holy Spirit to take you to it so you can get free. Amen? For others, it's because they fail to obtain or to achieve some goal or objective. Amen? Regardless of the reason, many see themselves as not good enough to be truly blessed of God. Well, let's see if we can do something about that. They feel unworthy and inferior. Without realizing it, these believers have hindered God's bountiful goodness to them by turning God's blessing into a payoff for good performance. Let me say that again. Without realizing it, these believers have hindered God's bountiful goodness to them by turning God's blessing into a payoff for good performance. Now, granted, in the world, that's the mindset. Good performance, you get a payoff. But God is not the world. Not at all. You can't earn his blessing. You can reverence God and love God through obedience, but you can't earn his blessing. Amen? So if you've been thinking that and believing that, stand corrected. Amen. God's unconditional love stands against our sense of unworthiness. God's unconditional love stands against our sense of unworthiness. Our Heavenly Father desires to bless us much, much more than we desire to be blessed. Think about that. He wants us blessed to the uttermost. That's what he wants. He wants us to be able to be blessed to the uttermost. But sometimes we put up barriers and hindrances to God blessing us. That's not God's fault. That's our fault, saints. God wants us blessed to the uttermost. Many of us disqualify ourselves from the blessings that he would freely give, that he would freely give, if we would choose to receive them by faith. If we would choose to receive God's blessings by faith. You know, without faith, it's impossible for us to please God. And if we don't exercise our faith, we won't be able to receive all the blessings that he wants to give us. He's not asking us to purchase them. He's wanting them to be given to us. He wants to give them to us. It is God's nature to bless us, and his nature does not change because we do not meet some standard or expectation. God is the same. It's his very character and nature to bless. We should not frustrate the grace of God. Amen? God's character and nature is solid. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, God says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Whether we live a life of sin, or whether we live a life of obedience, God desires to bless us." And he's not changing. No matter how unworthy and unfit we believe ourselves to be, God's not changing. So we need to change to adapt ourselves to God. We need to change. That's right. We need to change. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. God is not changing. He wants to bless us. He's determined to bless us. And many times, we're the ones getting in the way. Amen? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. By two immutable things. What does immutable mean? Things that aren't going to mutate. They're not going to change. No changing here. In which it was impossible for God to lie. So when God says he wants to bless us, that's the truth. If we don't believe it, we're believing a lie. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. You need to be blessed? Then believe the Lord to bless you. Ask him to bless you. Trust him to bless you. Believe him to bless you. You're a Christian, you should be blessed. Amen. There is nothing that we have done, thing that we fail to do, that has the capacity to change the nature of our God to bless us. Let me say that again. There is nothing that we have done, nor anything that we fail to do, that has the capacity to change the nature of our God to bless us. When we sin
through unbelief and reject his graces because we do not feel like we ought to be blessed, we steal from ourselves. Too smart? That's not too smart now, is it? Think about it. God's desiring to pour blessings upon us, to give us blessings. Blessings to the right, blessings to the left, up, down, everywhere, blessings. But we don't feel like we should be blessed. We don't think we've gotten there. Well, God didn't call for self-righteousness. When we receive Jesus Christ and his blood atoning sacrifice for us, he gave us a position of right standing with him. Amen? That's how it happened. We can choose to keep and hold on to our negative and sinful thoughts, or we can choose to change. We can choose to change. The Holy Spirit's prompting me to tell you a little story. And it's the truth. It's a real story because it's about me. Now, the Lord had given me a car when I didn't have one of my own years ago. And he wanted to bless me with a better car. But my mind was not on that. My focus was elsewhere. And so my mother started this. She said to me one day, you know, you ought to buy yourself a better car. You ought to buy yourself a new car. Because the car I had was quite old. I still own it. It wasn't anything really wrong with it. It would take me every place I needed to go. But she said, you need to buy yourself a new car. Well, my idea was, well, I don't want to just buy a new car and leave it outside. It ought to have a garage. So I had to wait till I had a garage. All right. And the Lord was talking to me one day. And I told him, it didn't make sense to me to buy a brand new car, as much as new cars cost, and have to leave it outside. I needed a garage. I finally ended up with a garage. So there was now room for the new car. And it seemed as though the Lord gathered people together to pray for me to get a new car. My parents were praying. My God sister and God brothers were praying. Pastor Pat was praying. And I'm like, why are you praying for me to get a new car? She was, though. God was bringing people together, even other family members, cousins, were praying for me to get a new car. I wasn't praying to get a new car, but everybody else was. So as time passed, I started having thoughts about, well, okay, this new car thing. The Lord's going to keep, you know, bothering me about it. Every time I see my mom, she's going to keep talking about it. All right, let me think about it. So I went into trying to decide what kind of car I wanted. Well, I couldn't make up my mind. Every day on the way to work, I would see a different kind, and I'd change my mind. So I got fed up with that after a while, and I asked the Lord to just pick one out for me. But I wanted it to look like something that I would own. So that was my only qualification. And not too long after that, I walked into a car that was the same kind that I have now. I was in a Home Depot parking lot. And before the week was over, I had purchased one. So you see, God wants to bless us.
But sometimes we're in the way. Amen? We're in the way. Our mind it's not following what God wants us to do. And he has to bring along others sometimes to kind of prod us into the right way. Amen? Amen. So there, a short story about how you can be wrong when you think you're right. You see, saints, we can remain helpless and struggle when he has supplied every need in abundance and longs for us to receive his supply, or we can choose to change. We can sit there and be helpless and struggle and watch while, you know, the vehicle we have, we don't want to pay a new car payment, so we sit there while everything in it breaks down. And it just keeps breaking down. And it just keeps breaking down. And we just keep getting it fixed. And we just keep getting it fixed. And we do not want to go to God and say anything about, oh, Lord, I need a new car. Why? Because we don't want a new car payment. It's not that God can't supply what we need to make the payment. We just don't want a new car payment. Amen? Amen. That's the way we act sometimes. And when we do, God has got to help us. So sometimes things don't work out quite the way we're trying to make them work. Why? Because he's trying to get our attention. Amen. It's time for us to choose to change. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Well, what does that mean, the Lord is my shepherd? Well, I've had an opportunity to watch shepherds in real life in Israel pay very close attention. They take very good care of their sheep. They live out there with the sheep. They spend time with the sheep. They talk to the sheep. The sheep follow them around wherever they go. And whatever the sheep need, the shepherd sees to it that they get it. Well, the Lord is our shepherd. We shouldn't be wanting for any good thing. But we're not there yet, are we, saying? But we're growing, right? Because we're choosing to change, right? Right. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God supplies all of our needs. And you sit there and think about all the things you need. But what are you saying to God? What is your mind thinking? What are you really believing? Amen? You know, I've had times where I've asked the Lord for something and I forgot about it after I asked him. But he didn't. And I'll be out in the store for a completely different purpose. And he will walk me right around the aisles to the very thing that I needed. And then I remember that I had asked for it. You see, saints, God wants us to have the things we need. He doesn't want us to have to do without. There are times and seasons in our lives where the Lord allows us to be abased. It's for Christian growth and character. But other than that, he expects us to receive blessing. Amen? And even in those times, we are blessed with spiritual growth. Amen. Every blessing in heavenly places has already been given to each true believer. This truth finds its foundation in the death, sacrifice, and resurrection
of Jesus Christ. Our Father expects his children to believe what he has done and said, also to exercise their faith to receive his great bounty of blessings. God expects us to believe what he has done and said, and also to exercise our faith to receive the bounty of blessings that he has for each of us. Saints, when we do not have a truthful and accurate evaluation of God's willingness and desire to bless us, the fault lies on our end. The fault lies on our end and not on God's end. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He didn't withhold Jesus from us, but he delivered him up to the cross for everybody. So how can we say that he won't give us all the things we need and some things we want? He says he will. So who's going to lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that declares us not guilty. It's God who does that. Since our Heavenly Father is on our side, who can ever be against us? Since he did not withhold nor spare his own Son, Jesus Christ, for us, but gave him up for each of us, won't he most certainly give us everything else? No one can accuse us to God. No. Our Father is the one who has forgiven us. He has given to us right standing with himself. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 5, Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. So what do you mean there's something you need that you can't get? He says all the earth is his. And we are his covenant people. We are a peculiar treasure to him above all people. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. Above all people, above all people that are on the face of the earth, above all people that are on the face of the earth, we're a peculiar people to the Lord, a special people to him. We're special. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 5. Isaiah chapter 43, and verse 5, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee.
Jesus Christ redeemed us. That's right. Jesus Christ redeemed us. This means that he bought us back. He recovered us by paying a fee. He set us free by paying a ransom for us. He delivered us from sin and its penalty. He became the official sacrifice of all sinners. Jesus Christ, as our kinsman redeemer, paid the price for our release from being sold into slavery. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. In Hosea chapter 13, verse 14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. As a ransom for many. Galatians chapter 3, 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on the tree. So all the curses that were due us, Jesus took them on himself on the cross, that we might be blessed, that we might receive the blessing. So how is it that we can sit around and formulate opinions that hinder God from blessing us? How can we do such? Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Speaking of Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Even the forgiveness of sin. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. Speaking of Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Who gave himself a ransom for all. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Speaking of Jesus, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. So you see, Jesus gave himself for us. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers. Amen? Those things did not redeem you. Not at all. Not at all. That's not how you were redeemed.
For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, foolish ways that you inherited by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Not in the lottery, in God. Amen. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, speaking of Jesus. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. He's redeemed out of every kindred, every tongue, every language group, and nation. So, you see, saints, God chose to give us the rank of sonship instead of making us slaves in his kingdom. He could have made us slaves, but he didn't. He made us sons. As the sons of God, regardless of our physical gender, we have been adopted into God's family. As a result of our new family standing, we also have an inheritance in Christ and blessings, both spiritual and natural, forevermore. As the sons of God, we have been adopted into God's family. And as a result of our new family standing, we also have an inheritance in Christ and blessings, both spiritual and natural, forevermore. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. He's made us to be accepted in Jesus Christ. There's your acceptance before the throne of God, right there. We're in Christ. We're made accepted before the throne because we are in Jesus Christ, in whom, speaking of Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. You see, the Father predetermined that all who would receive Jesus Christ would be adopted by him as his own children. It was his good pleasure to do this. Amen? It was his pleasure to do this. Verse 11. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, in whom, speaking of Jesus, also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
We have an inheritance in Christ Jesus. Yes, we have an inheritance in him. Amen. Galatians chapter 4, beginning with verse 4. Galatians chapter 4, beginning with verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen? But a son. And if a son, then an heir of God with an inheritance through Christ. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 14. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, which is why you should get rid of those fears. But ye have received the spirit of adoption. God has adopted us into his family. And you know in natural adoption that those children that are adopted have the same rights and privileges as the natural born. They have the same rights and privileges as the natural born child. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Holy Spirit testifies that we're the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. So you see, that's how it's happened. So saints, as sons of the true and living God, as heirs of God, those with an inheritance in Christ, we are blessed, abundantly blessed, overflowing in blessing. Seeing that the heavens are open to us and blessings are laid up for us, shouldn't we believe the Lord and receive from him by faith? Shouldn't we? Doubting God is a serious matter. Doubting God is a sin. It's a serious matter. Malachi chapter 1 verse 2. Malachi chapter 1 verse 2. I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Well, if you consider what he's done for you, you'll clearly see that he loves you. If you get your eyes off the wrong thing and focus them on the right thing, you'll be able to see how much God loves you. Some of us do not fellowship with the Lord extensively enough to come into agreement with the mind of Christ. Let me say that again. Some of us do not fellowship with the Lord extensively enough to come into agreement with the mind of Christ. Some of us are too busy to take time with him. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, Jesus is saying, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. I would have gathered you together and sheltered you from the storm, but you wouldn't. You were running all over the chicken yard. You wouldn't come to me. Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 39. Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 39. Now, we've talked about this occurrence, this account of what happened with Mary and Martha. In verse 39, and she had a sister, Martha did, called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her that she help me. Well, Jesus told her that Mary had chosen that good part, and it would not be taken from her. What good part? She was coming into agreement with the mind of Christ. You see, some of us want to hit it and run, and that's just not going to do. We have to give God dedicated time, saints. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 40. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 40. And ye will not come to me, Jesus says. You won't do it. You got so many things you got to do. You won't come to me. She might have life. But saints, it's time to change. It's time to change. It's time to change. We have these ideas of how we want it to go. But you know, God knows what's best. He always knows. We have a tendency to think too small. Yes, we do. We have a tendency as humans to think too small. God thinks on a much higher level and on a greater scale. And we'll pick the teeny thing. But God wants to pick the greater thing. He really wants to bless us. So we'll have to learn to change our teeny little opinion and realize how great and how magnificent and how generous our Heavenly Father is, and allow him to bless us out of the bounty of his love for us. Sometimes we think way too small. Amen? Look at it this way. You keep asking God for a chicken nugget. He wants you to have a chicken farm. You got the picture? Oh, Lord, I need a chicken nugget. But that's not what he wants to bless you with. He wants to give you a chicken farm. You're asking for a nugget. At some point, you need to change things. Amen? Some of us are too much caught up with the world. That's where we are. Some of us are in the world with the issues of this life and the care that comes with them. We're just caught up. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. Matthew 13, verse 22. And the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and this person becomes unfruitful. They don't receive all that God has for them. They're all bound up and wound up and tied up in the cares of this world. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Those who belong to Jesus seek to please God, and they choose not to become entangled with the affairs of this life. Entangled means all tied up or involved to such an extent as to be caught in a tangle, a net, or a vine, so wound up that it is difficult to be free and mobile. To be so bound in these affairs as that one becomes confused and perplexed. Now, saints, sometimes this happens in family groups, in extended families. We become so involved in the lives of our relatives and family members that we end up all bound up and tangled up in their problem. It's not actually your problem. It's their problem. And we allow their problem to put us in a bind. We don't have time to spend time with the Lord the way we want or the way the Lord expects because we're busy trying to deal with their problem. Amen. Whatever their problem or their situation is. You see, some people, their family, and all that goes on with everybody and the whole family, that's their world. And they eke out a little time for Jesus. But truthfully speaking, what goes on in the family is their whole world. It's time for change, saints. It's time to make Jesus first. Mm-hmm. Yet others of us live our lives far too much in our own carnal thoughts. Mm-hmm. These saints have a difficult time believing in God's abundant grace to them because they are gushing over in their own beliefs, which are based on their own thoughts and feelings. It's all about them. You know how that goes. In Isaiah chapter 65, verse 2, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 2, I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, God said, which walketh in a way that is not good after their own thoughts. That's a serious impediment to receiving God's blessings, saints. That's a very, very, very serious impediment and hindrance. Psalm 10, verse 4. Psalm 10, verse 4. The wicked through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. No, he's got a bright idea, you see, and he's got to do his bright idea. He is not going the way of Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. No, he's got his own mind, his own way, and he's figured out, well, I'll just do it this way. God is not in all his thoughts. God is not in all his thoughts. You can miss God's blessings like that. You can also lose your life like that. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. His way, his thought. Forsake, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Think about that, saints. Think about it. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Beginning with verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 11, beginning with verse 26. You know something? There are people who would be more blessed than they are now if they lived in a different locality, if they would move. And the thought has occurred to them before, but they never went back to the Lord and said, Lord, is that you? They never went back to the Lord and said, that thought I had, Lord, was that you? They just went bubbling along their little way. Well, I'm just going to sit right here. I've been here all these years, you know. I was born here, raised here, went to school here, so I'm here. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. Come on, saints. Go talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. There are blessings for you. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. Saints, there are more blessings to come. Whoever that is that needs to move, you need to skin to Jesus. It's coming stronger now. Whoever this is that needs to move, you need to go talk to the Lord and get your instructions. Amen. Whoever this is, yes, this is your word from the Lord. You don't have to keep asking him, Lord, is this you? You know it's you. Amen. So, saints, there are more blessings to come. Prepare to receive them all. Amen. The Lord says, this particular person, he wants you to move out of state, not just out of the city. So to whomever that is, there you have it. Go talk to the Lord, and we'll talk to Brother Bill. Amen? Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. We have some wonderful praise reports. Are you ready for them, Pastor?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. We're going to start with Stacy. She has a praise report. I'm starting to get intuition about people who try to contact me or people I meet in stores who I keep seeing. I feel the Holy Spirit is making me aware of this. Hallelujah, that these people are involved in dark arts. Yes, praise you, Lord. You're giving Stacy the discernment of spirits. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And T-Pace has a praise report. Thanks for the agreement, saints, in the global prayer room. My oldest daughter, Zoe, is back to excellent health from COVID-19 in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. And Amori has a praise report. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the revelation my family and I received last night. Praise you, Lord, for giving them revelation. And JC says, Father God, I want to thank you for your mercies and kindness. I never forgot how you spared my life July of 09 when the Chaldean neighbors had punctured my rear tire and it blew out on the freeway. While I was driving at 70 miles per hour there in the far left lane, I lost control of my vehicle and it went 1.5 times, veering on an angle far right to the back to the far left lane. I was about to careen into a red van on the far right. I remembered to call Jesus instead of yelling no. I called on the name of Jesus. I didn't hit but was ushered off the freeway onto the embankment. When I remembered to plead the blood of Jesus, the car slowed down on the incline and gently made an impact into a mesh fence. Not steel poles, not a tree, but a mesh fence. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. The only damage to my vehicle was a blown out rear tire and a broken fog light. Praise God, you're powerful and magnificent and worthy to be praised. Yes, saints, you've got to bind the accident spirit every time you get in your car to drive. Even when somebody sabotaged it, Jesus turned it around. Praise you, Lord. We praise you for that. Wonderful praise report. Nina says, Saturday night, God took me and my family on an adventure. After praying, we asked God for a particular fish that was given to us by our neighbor that had moved out. The day we got the fish, we agreed it was very aggressive to the other fish that was given. After receiving fish, it brought turmoil. Into our home. Everyone started getting sick. One morning I woke up to turn on the heater, and it was like that fish was staring directly at me. My children felt the same thing, so we prayed and asked God. He confirmed. He gave us specific instructions on how to get rid of the fish and the marine spirits. And to make this praise report short, He had us drive to the ocean and set the fish free and disconnect ourselves, our pets, and our family members and cover ourselves in the blood. It was cold, misty Wednesday, but so worth the drive. He let us know that he would be with us with the whole time. He advised us if there was any fear, it would be open doors. Now, there is a feeling of peace. I thank God for his grace and his mercy. Yes, saints, you can't, got to be careful what you bring into your house. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you. That's a wonderful testimony. AK has a praise report. Yesterday, I was practicing on a pool bar with the swimming team. We always meet on dry land, exercise before the swim. It was my turn when I was in the process of a pull-up. The nastiest team member pushed me for no apparent reason. I fell 6 feet and landed on the stone ground. God protected me. The bully was severely punished, and I didn't even get a scratch. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. And Amori says, Heavenly Father, I just give you so much praise. You are uprooting, like you said. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And a guest has a job testimony. I moved to a new state and ended up losing my job. I admit my first reaction was one of fear and uncertainty. I called in and received prayer. And when Pastor was praying, the Lord used her to speak directly to my situation, exactly how I felt. It took a few days, but I felt the desire to pray and fast for 3 days. Right after that fast, I was no longer worried. I knew without any doubt, God would come through, and he did. I received 3 job offers. Praise God. Praise you, Lord, for that. That's awesome, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Trish has a praise report. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for answered prayer. I posted a prayer request for 2 refunds. That's been over a month coming. The next day, I received an email that one of the 2 refunds was given. I trust you, Lord, to bring the second one. Thank you for the victory. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And praise you, Lord, for the healing. My throat, my knees, my ankles were hurting. I anointed myself with oil. The next day, I was better. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for healing. Thank you for your promises. Praise you, Lord, for that. And let's see. Dina has a testimony. KK's testimony reminded me when I was 9 or 10 and I couldn't swim. I walked in the state park and went in too far and knew I was getting in trouble. And I asked the Lord to help me. And I turned around and 2 boys were near me and grabbed me. One on each shoulder, and I was able to get to the shallow water. Praise God. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. He's always there to help us, and we just call on his name. Amori has another praise report. It's been a year since the passing of my grandpa, and before he was pronounced dead, I prayed for his salvation 2.5 hours away from the hospital he was rushed to. The Lord revealed to me today, a day before the anniversary of his death, that he was safe with him. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just give you wonderful praise. Crystal has a praise report. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that one. Dana has a praise report. My little dog was chewing on my soft glass case with my glasses still inside. I didn't know how he got it. But praise God, the glasses were not damaged because it would have seriously hurt his mouth. Thank you, Lord, for protecting my pet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you for that, Lord. And Trish has a praise report. Praise the Lord for our God in the highest. After thanking and praising the Lord publicly for intervention for the second refund to do today, I received more grace from the Lord. When I checked my email today, the second refund notice was there. Praise you, Lord. Thou art worthy to be praised. Praise you, Lord. Yes, see what praise does for you, saints, how she received that blessing. And Dana has a praise report. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father, I thank you for deliverance that I received from recasting wizards caging people. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And just bless you, Lord. And KK has a praise report. Thank you for showing me and delivering me from the horrible spirit rooted in self-rejection. And when I took my dog out for a walk, a mysterious white van was parked in our driveway with no particular reason. I told them they had to move because it was private property, and immediately they left. Later during the walk, God protected me and my pet from a ferocious unleashed pit bull who was chasing us. Praise you for that, Lord. We give you praise. And YDM has a praise report. Someone at my job came to work feeling sick and subsequently tested positive for COVID. I prayed Psalms 91 and asked God to cleanse the atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. Coworkers were being tested and everyone tested negative in the building was cleared of COVID exposure with both the rapid testing and PCR. I was unaffected because I did not work with the sick employee. I just kept praying for all of us. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes, YDM knows that COVID's just a demon and bound it up. Praise you, Lord. MM has a praise report. Early this morning, I prayed up. I heard the Lord, my call. I had to attend to a prominent funeral and was more focused on fasting than anything going on in this world. But I had to be present. God gave me the strength I had when I had. This fast is so important to me because God's breaking me down and building me up. I was around my tribal people today. We buried my late husband's traditional mom. but God kept me safe and at peace. Anytime I bound spirits of fighting and bickering, God shut it down quick because the spirits became subject. I prayed aloud and praised his name. Now I get to have my soup and join MIC tonight. I feel very honored to listen. I am so rich in Jesus. I pray for a bright and anointed message to deliver to the people, one for today, and for God's glory to draw my people back to him. I pray to his will and his will for me. Praise you, Lord. What a wonderful praise report. We just give you praise, honor, and glory. And saints, every time you go to any funeral, you have to bind them family spirits, forbid them to attach to you, or forbid them to transfer to any other relatives on whoever has passed, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. These are wonderful praise reports, Pastor Sprena. And now back to you, Pastor. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for this. Praise you,
thank
praise you,
Lord praise Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Those are some very interesting praise reports. Amen. I'm encouraged. Amen. I'm encouraged by your praise report. It's a wonderful thing to know that you're taking hold of the gospel and you're applying it to your everyday life and situations, and you're seeing the Lord move for you. That's very encouraging to me. Amen? Amen. Well, we're going to go. I want to thank everybody that responded to the call for praise report and that gave their praise report. Now there's some of you out there, you've got a praise report, but you think it's too small and too insignificant to share. But you are just as wrong about that. Nothing God does is too small or too insignificant to praise him. Amen? Amen. And besides, if you share your praise report, your faith will build. Your faith will build. Amen? Amen. So don't sit up there and listen to everybody else and think your praise report is just too small, just too insignificant, and you're just not going to share. That's not love. Love shares the good things that God does. Amen? Amen. We love you. We love you. Get your courage together. Spend time with the Lord. Get your courage up. Amen. We're going to go to our guest call-in numbers. Amen. We're going to go to our guest call-in. And we're going to begin with area code 443. Area code 443, you're on the air in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed, in yourself?
I'm doing very well. I'm actually, I'm calling to give praise and glory to the Lord. And I'm also seeking prayers of agreement. Right now I have temporarily relocated out of the state where I was living in. The word tonight actually was very fitting for me, and it's funny how you were speaking to an individual, and I don't know if that individual was me or not, but it's one of the reasons why I was calling tonight, because I'm seeking the Lord to know whether or not I should permanently relocate. Like I said, I'm here temporarily on a job assignment. You know, the Lord is so good, and his love truly endures forever. I needed this. I came here particularly for my need for financial blessing. And he has far exceeded, you know, what, you know, I was expecting. But that was my sole reason for coming here. But since I've been here, both my son and I have been like just, we've received favor like over and over, like everywhere we turn, it's just favor and it's just love. And you know, he and I both, like, we pray, we talk to the Lord together, and it's like we know it's coming from him. It's like, and I feel at home, and I've never really been any particular place where I can say this is home. But here, both he and I, my son, like, we are so, like, at home here. We're so comforted here, and it's been a blessing. And so, I wanted to ask for prayers of agreement that the current contract that I'm under be extended. I've taken that to the Lord in prayer, and I'm trusting and believing for it indeed. So I'm just asking for prayer of agreement about that, to at least extend the contract. The company is looking for permanent candidates. But I want to at least have the contract extended. So prayers of agreement on that. And I'm also, again, seeking the Lord to know whether or not I should make this my home. I don't want to make a move like that without, his blessing to do so. But again, it's been a blessing being here. Then on the other end, I'm also calling for prayer because I believe I've been experiencing some attacks, witchcraft attacks on my eyes. I've been having odd burning of my eyes. Like today, it was another attack on my eyes. I just had severe burning to the point where it's like I literally have to douse my eyes with water. And I went into warfare, and I bound it in Jesus' name, and I returned it. I kept returning it. It was very persistent, and I kept returning it to sender. And I had to do that for maybe like 5 minutes, and then finally it broke. Without my dousing, I said, I'm not going to douse my eyes. I'm just going to fight this. And I fought it, and I fought it, and I returned it, and it stopped. So that's that. And then my son, he's at an after-school program here, and I believe there has been some witchcraft that attacks against him. I'm actually transitioning him out of the place. My son never has headaches, never, ever. And so he kept saying, Mommy, I don't want to go back to that place. At first he would say, I don't want to be there because a lot of the kids that are there, they're younger, they're babies, I don't want to be there. But then he spoke the other day, he said, whenever I'm there, I get these headaches. And then immediately when he said it, I thought, no, that's not normal. And I thought witchcraft. So, I want prayer about that, but I am taking him out of the place. Lastly, I'm renting a place, of course, temporarily. And I had a dream before I came here. And in the dream, I saw a man who didn't say anything to me. He just stared at me from a distance. And then I heard an audible voice in the dream. It was a warning voice. It said something to me in warning concerning the man. I don't remember exactly what the words were, but it was a warning concerning that man. When I get here, the man from the dream actually looks like the man I'm renting from. So this man that I'm renting from now, he's very odd, very strange. He has a Jekyll and Hyde, behavior. And so one moment nice, next moment, like he'll snap on you. And then also, I had him come in here while I was not here. I put cameras around here too, just because my spirit tells me something's odd with him. So I put cameras around the place that I'm renting. And he came in to do a repair that was supposed to only be in my son's room, but he wound up, walking into my bedroom and going into my closet. Then when I saw that and I got off work, I called him and I told him, I said, look, I have cameras and I saw what you were doing, and I don't know why you were in any other place other than the place you should have been, and I appreciate if you don't do that again. And then, again, Jekyll and Hyde, he started off kind of sort of apologetic. Well, I was just looking for such and such, and, and then he flipped and then, turned it on me. And then we almost got in an argument over the phone. And then when I came here, the speaker, because just like I do back home, I play the word here all day, 24 hours. I literally have a speaker. So I play the word of God at all times. So even when I'm gone, just like at home, I leave the word playing. But when I came home, he actually unplugged the speaker. So prayers about that weird guy. And that's it. Those are the things.
Let me ask you this. The place where you're staying right now, how long is that lease?
Oh, until April.
Okay. Should the Lord extend your – no, it's not going to last that long. You need to go find someplace else to live.
Okay.
That man is not clean. If he unplugged the word, he's loaded with devils. He's taken the opportunity to go all into your personal effects. He's not clean, and you need to get away from him. He's the landlord, then you need to move.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we need you to provide another place for her to live while she's working there, a safe place, a place where she won't be harassed by a wizard, in Jesus' name. We need you, Father, to open up the contract, however you choose to do it, so that she can leave without any financial problem, in Jesus' name. And seek another place to live where she's safe, where she and her son are safe. So we thank you and we give you praise for leading her in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons in that man, over his schizophrenia. From Urukisa that we bind his vile and evil behaviors. We bind and cage all his demons in Jesus' name. Rusa la de Diosande Rigisa de Usha Mamamamau Kushe. Yarigisa Mamamamau Gunda Rigisa de Brusata. Risa de Abruca de Dioso to Robresa la de Diaz de Geco da. Rele la de Osunda Brisha de Dioco Taramana. Father, provide a way of escape for your daughter and your son in Jesus' name. Thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Risa la de Diosunda, Riki Bebebeche, Risa de la Brucaba, Risa la de Diosunda, Brisha de Diosate, Riki, Yerikisa Beshen de la Brucaba, Babeson de la Brisa de Diosuta, Yarrocole de Diosur, Rigi Besho Raha, Alla de Osundere Brisha de Sadere Brucaba, Sanda de Yosundere Brisha. Our sister is wanting to know, Lord, if you want this to be her permanent new home. Hey, Hallelujah, say. Riki Borra Shindera Broca Baba and the Rabrisa that Abroco Doro Recite Abriki Sintere Brisha La Radio. And she's requesting, Lord, that you extend the current contract of her job that she's where she's working. Rile la dio sunde la brica de sa da la bruca ba 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 she. Yerrucule de dio sunde la brisha de la brica de dio sunde la bara. Recate la brisha de la dio sotto robrici se de la brisa. Yerrucaha ba 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 she de rkise. We take authority, dominion, and power over the witchcraft attacks against her eyes in Jesus' name. We return them to the sender in the name of Jesus. You need to re-anoint your apartment. Wherever that is you're staying, you need to re-anoint it from the outside to the inside. You need to put your complaints in writing.
Okay.
The complaints you file, you need to put them in writing.
Rekisile le diosunda, riki bebebeshe, rukate di brisheta da brocati di diosutorobri, sala la diosundri brikete, rokoto rikisaba, shargusse de esha mamma kushe, arrikis, rekiside da brocate sa mamma kushe, yarukule le diosundri brisheta da brocate, sana namaruka. Salaria sababa baba, shandre briki, city di Borusha, Yerrikise meche de rebrise, gasa baba baba kutara manai. Errikise de rabrosa lady dio sutorobri. We ban the headaches in the name of Jesus. Ori de deosu, rakabashi, arrikise me dorrocore, re de rabrusha de rabriki, si me shutorobrisa lady diota, riki si lady dio suke me kisa. Thank you for peace, Lord. Father, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for prudence. We thank you for an open door of escape in Jesus' name. Whoa, hallelujah, thank you. To a better place. To a better place. There's a better place. Hallelujah, there's a better place. Thank you for it, Father. It's bright. This new place is bright. It's very bright. And welcoming and inviting. Riki shuta rigi me bebese. Risa la de dia kia ha. La de si de brusha de dia ka. Sulla la de osundere mene. Hey, hallelujah. It's like it's got your name written all over it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. So go get your instructions. And go look for someplace else to stay. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your grace and blessing. Amen. Praise your name, Jesus.
Praise
we
you,
love
Lord.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Amen. Area code 260, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Sabrina. This is Barb. It's been a while since I called in. I'm on speakerphone, so I hope you can hear me. My battery went dead in the phone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, good. Just an update. Even though I haven't called in, I've listened every week to all the programs. As last time we talked with the update, I was in a horrible estate situation where a very unfair judge, satanic, took a lot of my money away from me that belonged to me. But anyway, I think the last time we talked, I mentioned to you I was forced out of my home because I didn't have the finances, and I'm in a smaller home. While packing things up, I really hurt my back, and I've been resting it for some time, and it was finally feeling well, doing well. And then all of a sudden, I've also been working with Jesus Christ, praying to clean up my ancestor generational family line. But the last couple of days, all of a sudden, my hands are really under attack, my knees and my back. And it's very painful that I could barely use my hands, barely stand up and down with my knees. So I need help with prayer on that. And then one other thing, my brother has some very serious health issues. He's almost blind. He's got a heart condition. He's got diabetes, and he's on a kidney dialysis, and I've been praying for, you know, healing for him with Jesus Christ to get to the root cause of that and to get him off this kidney dialysis machine. So any prayer you could help with these issues, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Is your brother a believer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear from you. I'm glad to know that you're still with us. Amen.
Yeah, every week.
All right. We praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift Barbara's body to you, and we take authority, dominion, and power over the attack against her body. The attack. Oh, Sherigisa de la Brocata. Sunda de la Brocata de Diasa. Deep breath and call. Rukata, Rikise, Be, Beruka, Baba, Shusa, come out of her body. Come out of her body and go right back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. The entire attack against her hands, her knees, and her back, every part of her body, you come out. Stress, you come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Ricky, satanic attack, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we return you where you came from in Jesus' name. We send you back according to the covenant. You had no business attacking her. Hallelujah. Unwrap yourself from around her in the name of Jesus. We cut off your head. Barbara, you got to be careful who touches you. Come out of her. Transference of evil spirits. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Deep breath and call from your gut. Come on out. Make yourself microscopic and come out of her. Come out of her right now. Go right back where you came from in the name of Jesus. You have no right to attack her. Come out of the back. Come out of the spine. That spirit that's wrapped around her. Fire of God to destroy you in Jesus' name. Fire of God to fire of God to destroy you in the name of Jesus Christ. All those spirits that are wrapped around her, you go right back where you came from in the name of Jesus. All those snake devils, you go right back where you came from in Jesus' name. We cut off your heads and your tails. We split you asunder in the name of Jesus with the sword of the Spirit. You come out of her. We cut you from around her chest. Hey, we send your constrictions back upon you in the name of Jesus. All those constricting devils, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We send you back where you came from. No, you have no right to touch her. You have no right to come near her. Oh, we send that curse back with you as well. We send that curse back with you as well in the name of Jesus. And all further curses that you intend to send, they are now yours in Jesus' name. She is blessed and not cursed. And we break the power of every curse and every spell and every vex and every hex that has come against her life in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in Jesus' holy name and go back where you came from. Father, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she has already been healed. We accept and receive your healing for her in Jesus' name. Bend your knees. Bend your knees. Move your fingers. Lean backward slowly, then forward slowly. When you lay down, lay flat on your back and pull your knees to your chest slowly.
Okay.
Hey. Fire of God in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. We wrap every cell in the blood of Jesus and the blood stripes of Jesus Christ. We submerge her under the blood. Father, we lift her brother up to you. What's his name?
Ken.
Ken?
Ken, yes.
All right, Father, we lift him up to you. We take authority, dominion, and power over the attacks of the devil against his life with the diabetes, the kidney, and the blindness. Jesus Christ hung on Calvary and purchased that healing for him. We are a holy fire on the water spirits. Holy fire on the water spirits in the name of Jesus. Barbara, if you go into our newsletters that are on the website, I think they're under Dr. Pat's page. There's one in there about diabetes. You need to go pull that one up for him.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Are you feeling better?
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank
All
you.
All right. Keep pleading the blood, okay, when you're packing. Keep pleading the blood and anoint everything that you pack in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Okay,
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. We love you. You're
love
welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye. Area code 952, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
I don't know what happened the last time we talked. We kind of got mixed up there, but that's okay. God is still good. I was calling to ask, I haven't seen anyone with it except for people in my family, and it skipped like different people. Like, I have it, it's like on my, and it's always on the same side of the head. It's like a little hole at the top of the ear lobe, right up there next to the head. It's a little hole, and my son has it, and it kind of skips, and if you don't squeeze it every now and then, pus like builds up in it, and it gets really sore, and it stinks. You have to squeeze it, and it stinks. Have you ever seen or heard of that?
No, but Jesus knows what to do about it. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that's a curse coming down the family line. That's a family line devil in the name of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we remit the sin.
Hey, whoo!
Father, in the name of Jesus, and sorcery, we remit the sins that allow for that spirit to move down the family lines in Jesus' name. And we cut our sister free from those spirits. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We command it to come up and out of her right now. Come up and out of her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Come out of her son in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out and never return. Go bound in the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come right out of her. All of the pus, we command it to dry up in Jesus' name. The hole, we command it to close and be sealed in the name of Jesus. Any infection in there, we command it to come out, all of it. Wherever you're coming from, all of the infection to come out and for it never to return again in the name of Jesus. We fill that little hole with the blood of Jesus Christ. We fill that little hole with the blood of Jesus Christ. We fill that little hole with the blood of Jesus. And we wrap that entire area with the blood stripes in Jesus' name. We command it to come out of the family line in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All those family line diseases, you come out now, bound in Jesus' name. All of those family line diseases, come out of her. You have no right to be there and no right to stay. She's the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We take the territory back with the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name. We take the ground back. So you got to go in Jesus' name. You must go to the feet of Jesus for judgment right now, all of you, all those family line curses and family line devils. You come on out in Jesus' name. All family line curses and all family line devils, come on out, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come out of her. Both sides of the family. Both sides of the family, come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Both sides, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Never return. Never return to this family. Never return to this family line in Jesus' name. Go out and never return in Jesus' name. Ruba baba. La la dio suto rigihe be shetera bruce. Yarro cola le dio suto rigihe shetera bruce. Ba ba ba. Yarro cola le dio suto rigihe shetera bruce. Yarra kase de mara satra brike si le dio suto. E shababa baba. Roko roko satera brice tera brice.
Now take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit fill those empty places and the Holy Fire come in and burn the rest of those spirits out. Release your prayer language in Jesus. God bless you. Amen.
Oh, and Pastor.
God bless you. Yes.
Pastor,
yes.
On the other side, on the left side of my head, behind my ear, and it's almost halfway down my neck now, you know, like the president in Russia, whatever, Putin or whatever, with that thing on his forehead. Is that who it is? With that, like, they call it a birthmark of, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember what you're talking about with Putin because I hardly remember what he looks like. But there are, Pastor Pat did a teaching on that, and it's in the archives. Go in and look it up and listen and re-listen to it. Amen?
Okay,
amen?
Yeah, because it's like a big birthmark. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good
God
night.
Bless you.
Good
you night.
Too. Good night.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, it's time for us to get to praying, you see. And all righty. Praise the Lord. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. Tuesday, he said that the U.S. is exiting the full-blown pandemic phase of COVID-19, and that restrictions will soon be relaxed. He has been criticized before for flip-flopping on COVID rules, but his latest statement comes with amid a government-wide wind-down of containment measures. As we get out of the full-blown pandemic phase of COVID-19, he said, which we are certainly heading out of, these decisions will increasingly be made on a local level rather than centrally decided or mandated. He was referring to decisions on masking and vaccination, as well as predicting a delegation of COVID powers to state and local authorities. Fauci also said there will also be more people making their own decisions on how they want to deal with the virus. Fauci's shifting positions on vaccines and masking throughout the pandemic have angered people, to say the least. After initially advising people not to wear masks, Fauci then became a proponent of mask mandates. Likewise, Fauci promised Americans last year that herd immunity to the coronavirus could be reached if 70% of them got vaccinated, before admitting that he purposely misled people to boost the uptake of the vaccine and pad his wallet in Jesus' name. Well, we're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Americans who rushed to buy homes and cars last year. And the debt surge is up to $1 trillion, the biggest such increase since 2007. The total household debt held by U.S. families now amounts to $15.58 trillion. The figures were released in the latest household debt and credit report published by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. According to the report, the largest component of the increase was mortgage balances, which rose by $258 billion in the last 3 months of the year. Overall, in 2021, Americans took out $4.5 trillion in mortgages, the most since 1999. The second largest contributor was car loans,
the regulator attributes a $181 billion increase during the fourth quarter to people buying more expensive cars rather than buying more cars. The rise in car loan borrowing may also be attributed to surging vehicle prices as automakers struggle with semiconductor shortages and global supply chain issues. Many Americans struggled to make ends meet last year as inflation soared, accelerating to as much as 7% in December, the sharpest increase in nearly 40 years. Median income reportedly fell 3%, while the rise in cost of living means consumers have to pay more for everything, from groceries to gasoline. Inflation in January continued to exceed the average monthly run rate and is expected to peak in February. Mm-hmm. Yes, I got a good taste of everything's higher in the grocery store. Whew. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the establishment media hand-wringing over Republicans and state legislators menacing democracy with an onslaught of voter suppression laws, so they say. More bills that expand access to the ballot box were adopted in the nation's statehouses in 2021 than those that restrict it. Pattern continues in 2022 as the 46 legislatures that convened this year, 41 are in session right now, have more bills identified as expansive than those defined as restrictive on tap. According to Voting Rights Lab, a left-leaning nonprofit that lobbies for voter rights at the state level, lawmakers in 17 states are now considering bills to broaden ballot access, while counterparts in 9 states are pondering restrictive measures. If adopted, most of the new laws would be in place for November's midterm elections. These determinations reflect the definitions established by the also left-leaning Brennan Center for Justice at New York University, which in a December analysis said in 2021 there were 440 bills with provisions that restrict voting introduced in 49 states with 34 bills adopted in 19 states. Voter suppression is now a really dangerous catch-all claim that is a code for a bill I don't like. Nebraska State Senator Julie Slama said, I do believe that it is an awful narrative that will drive down turnout and confidence in elections and is distracting lawmakers in many states from a sober review of state election law. So the Lord wants us to pray about that. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning over 75 religious leaders from a variety of faiths have sent a letter to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg calling for scrapping the plan to introduce an Instagram version targeting kids under the age of 13, citing emotional, physical, and spiritual damages. It may be tempting to ride the wave of cultural. No, he didn't. No, they didn't. Yeah, they did. No, you're not. Jesus, we're not going for this. They're trying to shove social media down children under the age of 13, they're trying to shove it down their throats, and they're going to bait them with it. That's what they're doing as a useful tool. But with 72% of teens on Instagram and 20% on social media for more than 5 hours a day, an exercise in spiritual discernment becomes necessary, the letter stated. After much meditation and prayer, we assert that the social media platforms that target immature brains practice unethical data mining and are inspired by profit motives are not a tool for the greater good of children. The document that was dated February 8th said was sent by religious leaders from more than 20 faiths and denominations on the Safer Internet Day observed by the advocacy group Fair Play. The letter cited the Wall Street Journal's Facebook Files report and testimony of Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen to highlight the damage done by Instagram to young people's minds. The report had produced several internal Facebook documents warning about the dangers to children. For instance, a 2019 presentation of the company admitted that they are making body image issues worse for 1 in 3 teen girls. Jesus, be a fence all around the children. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. The Biden team claimed to horrify Americans that only 100 to 150 Americans remained in Afghanistan, but that is even too many, right? However, there are multiple reports surfacing that it was not hundreds of Americans, but actually thousands. The Biden regime doubled down and went as far as to claim that these were all lies from the right-wingers attempting to smear the president. Jess Psaki went live on television dutifully defending Biden's handling of the botched Afghanistan crisis. But the truth will always come out. A new Senate report finally made public reveals that a minimum of 9,000 Americans were abandoned in Afghanistan. That is much higher than 150. Brother Marshall, you ready to pray? You're in the house.
Praise the Lord. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, Father, we thank you that you anointed Jesus with that oil of gladness above his fellows. We thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. We thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus. And he withheld not his own son, but gave him up for us all. How shall he not also with him also freely give us all things? So we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus. We ask you to make all of our prayers, not just mine, all of our prayers, effectual and fervent, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for filling us with yourself. We thank you for your spirit speaking through us. Help us to know how to pray the way you want. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and abradeth not, and will be given him. We thank you, Father, for M.M.'s praise report, that when she hadn't eaten or slept well, that you gave her the strength to do what she had to do at the funeral. We thank you for all the wonderful praise reports. We thank you, Father, for God, for delivering A.K. from the pit bull and all the different deliverances you've given to your children, Father God, big and more youthful in appearance, Father God, all of your children. And we thank you for delivering us all. We thank you for delivering each and every one of us and granting us the gifts, including the gifts that you've given during the praise reports to some of the saints, gifts of discerning of spirits. And we thank you for that, Father. Help us all, Lord, and help the people in different areas in this country and all around the world have gifts of discernment about these different people from positions of authority, speaking different words that may not be truthful, Father God. Some of them are mouthpieces for that, the wicked one, Father God. We know he's the father of lies, like it says in John 8:44. So we hold every thought captive. You said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. From our position in Christ Jesus on earth and from our position in Christ Jesus in the heavenlies, Satan, you're bound. You remain perpetually, continually bound, and all your underlings are bound, including every spirit of Leviathan, Kundalini, every spirit of idolatry, every spirit of mind control. You, the mind blinder, abound, Satan. All your underlings abound. Every eye blocking spirit, every spirit behind mass insanity and mind control, mass hypnosis, and every spirit trying to control people through electronic means. And even as Pat Hardy revealed in her book about electronic witchcraft, in Jesus' name, all the ungodly spirits associated with the Karabutura, got the Instagram and the Facebook and all these social media metaverse and all these proposed social media outlets, even Trump's new proposed Truth Social and all these things. We bind every ungodly spirit's assignment, even the so-called Christian ones at Brighton, Father. We bind every ungodly spirit of ungodly control through electronic means, including all the family members that just listen to different fun computer games and listen to TV programs and the movies and all the other things, Father, and different text messages and different things that people get on their phones. We bind every ungodly spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus over every access to each one of us, every mind, every heart, of all those associated with Miracle Net Church, Miracle Outreach Ministries, all of our family members, and all their children. All their children. Every one of their children. Father, we ask your divine intervention, adjudication for all these things that Pastor Sabrina has just read through, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for hearing and answering all of our prayers. That you bring to light what's really going on with the so-called Dr. Anthony Fauci, Father, in Jesus' name. You bring to light what's really going on, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for causing people to want freedom more than to be controlled by those in authority who pretend to have our best interests at heart, but they have a whole nother agenda. They want to have people controlled by electronic means, Father God, it seems. They want to have people have social credit scores, just like they do in China. That's quote about that. But a lot of this stuff was just rushed through. It's not done willy-nilly. No, this is well planned out. So, Father God, we ask you to uncover what the enemy's been doing and trying to do, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, Father, in Jesus' name. Because Jesus knows all the secrets. You know everything. You know what everybody's thinking, every moment, everywhere, and what's going on. We speak confusion, division in the enemy's camp in Jesus' name. I bind every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name, every witchcraft curse sent against every one of us. According to Psalm 79:12, returned at least stumble with continual repetition as the demons send him to those spirits they intend to do to us. In Jesus' name, I speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy. May only hear what Jesus wants to hear pertaining to each and every one of us, not just Sabrina Session, not just Bill Pringle, but all the saints and all of our family members. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood, hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Glory and dominion to you, King Jesus, forever and ever. You have all power in heaven and earth, even as Brother Bill posted in the chat room tonight from Matthew 28:18. And we thank you, Father God, for giving Jesus all that power in heaven and earth. That his name, at the name of Jesus, which means Savior, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that includes Dr. Anthony Fauci and all those trying to put ungodly control on the people, Father God, not just in this nation, not just Canada, not just Austria, not just Australia, every nation. We thank you, Father God, for waking up many, many people and waking up not just the truckers, Father God, but the body of Christ and causing many people that used to be agnostic or indifferent to say, no, I can't stand it anymore. I have to stand what's right. We thank you, Father, giving people a supernatural spiritual spine. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We thank you for strengthening the people, Father God, supernaturally, as we drink into one spirit with you, Lord, because we can't do it on our own strength. You kept MM today, and we thank you for keeping all of your servants, Father God, keeping AK and all of your servants. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us all. You said, call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be delivered. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we take the cup of salvation, we call upon your name, and the blood of Jesus not only over our lips, over our hearts. We thank you for sealing us with the Holy Spirit of promise in our hearts when we believe in your holy, holy, holy name written in the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you for delivering us, Father. We thank you for keeping us by the power of your name, even as Jesus said, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given, that they may be one as we are. We thank you, Jesus, for coming to declare the name of the Father in the midst of the congregation, just like you said in Psalm 22, verse 22, just like you said in the last verse of the Gospel of John, chapter 17, and in Hebrews 2:12, and many other places. We thank you for declaring the name of the Father. We thank you, Jesus, for coming in the name of the Father. And even as the people bow down on Palm Sunday before Jesus, as you came in on that donkey, the foal of a donkey, and we all feel like donkeys, at least I do anyway, that we have the privilege of carrying the Lord. It's not me. I'm just carrying you, Lord. Father, we thank you for giving us the ability to get around and be in different places. You gave Jesus the ability to come into Jerusalem on that little foal. We know others have pretended to be righteous. Even as Obama came into Jerusalem on the foal of a donkey, he pretended to be a Messiah. Why did he do that? Was there a little game going on there? Was he pretending to be the Messiah to some group of people? The deliverer? And we thank you, Jesus, you are our deliverer. You are the Savior. You are the Messiah, the Anointed One. Even as the people, when they came out to hear the woman tell them, the woman at the well, tell them, this man told me everything I ever did. And they said, And many more believed because of his own word. And that's what we believe. We believe because we hear your word. Romans 8 or 10, 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of those people. In Samaria, got to hear the word of God speak to them, and said in John 4, 42, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying only, but we've heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the anointed one, the Savior of the world. Jesus, you are our Savior. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask you to save and deliver us and all the children from harm's way, Father God. We ask for divine intervention, adjudication, because you've given Jesus all power, Father, in heaven and in earth. He is the Savior of the world. And we thank you for delivering each of us, Lord, in Jesus' name. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Thank you, Father, for allowing your Son to be put up on that candlestick, as it were, on the cross. The people that walked in darkness have seen a tremendous light. And that's when you poured out your blood, your light, your soul to deliver us all. And you said every battle of the war is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning of fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, as is written in Isaiah 9:6 now. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Shalom. Jerusalem is the name Jerusalem literally means the flow of peace. And Jesus made peace by the blood of his cross because the blood flowed from him. That rock, can you get blood out of a rock? God did. He's the rock that followed the manna. And we thank you for that blood. We thank you for that light, the blinding light that's blinding the enemy. Thank you for waking up many people, Father God. More than 1 million people in Canada having their first war of independence, Father God, from the tyrannical authorities, Father God, and we ask you to deliver all of us from all tyrannical authorities, not just the false medical cult, Father God, that's going around the world, Father God, saying, oh, this is a scary, scary pandemic. There were they in great fear where no fear was. I think that says it in Psalm 56. There were they in great fear where no fear was. Isn't that interesting that the flu disappeared during COVID, but all the numbers were ramped up. But even with the help of a few people that dragged women into different people and older people into nursing homes to ramp up the numbers. Oh, Father, deliver us all from every mind-blinding spirit and all those associated with looking to mainstream media, Father God. We thank you that CNN and others like that, their numbers are falling. We thank you that the Facebook value apparently dropped tremendously recently, Father God. That doesn't mean they're still not trying to bring in Metaverse. Oh, yes. Meta may be shaking because everything on earth is going to shake and rattle and roll when you come into judge this world, Lord. We ask you, Father God, deliver the people that got themselves up to their eyeballs in debt, Father God, during the people. When some people are doing it on purpose, some of them are just big corporations because they know this whole dollar thing. It's like a deck of cards, and they're trying to put something into something physical that will hold some value, Father God. But, Father, those people that got into debt with new cars and other things, Father God, they don't necessarily hold their value, and not the houses are going to hold them necessarily either, especially if a lot of people aren't around to buy them after the vaccine nonsense, Father God. Oh, Father God, deliver all those in harm's way, including the young six-year-old that Trish put in the prayer room in Jesus' name. All those, Father God, that have had parents or guardians that have thought, oh, this is a great thing. Dr. Fauci recommends it. He certainly could be trusted, can't he? He wouldn't have a lying spirit. He's never flip-flopped on anything like masks are good or masks aren't good or any of that stuff. He's always been tried and true. He's always been consistent. We can depend on him just like the Bible. Is that right? Father God, we ask you to deliver all those people and grant them, send the Holy Ghost to grant them the gifts of repentance, Father God, including those parents of children that have been given the vaccine, Father God. Oh, God. Including some of my grandson's classmates and others that have gotten the vaccine and those connected religions, they actually believe that, Father God. Deliver them from every one of those lying spirits, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine adjudication, Father God, deliverance, Father God, from all the nonsense and all the control, Father, in Jesus' name. Satan, you're bound, or your underlings remain perpetually bound, trying to blind people's minds to the truth in Jesus' name, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way we get to heaven. No. You can't go after this movie star or do it this other way, or you're going to get delivered because you have a whatever. We don't trust in horses or chariots. We trust in the Lord Jesus. He can translate us. If we need to be translated somewhere, boop, we can be translated. He's done it before. He can do it again. So we just thank you for all your provisions for each of us, Lord. But we ask you, Father God, to grant all those people that have made investment decisions in vehicles and houses and other things to know how to ramp down their debt and get it lower and lower. You say, owe no man anything but to love one another. That's what it says in Romans, I believe. Help us all, Lord, as best as you can. To stop listening to the commercials and all the, you need this faster, lower, sleeker, newer, whatever. No, we need Jesus. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus. We don't need a bigger, wider house. We need Jesus. Besides, we have these other people that have this whole other global reset nonsense, their agenda to bring people into total bondage. You'll own nothing to be happy. So, Father God, help people to not be snickered and bewitched by the. And we bind every spirit of sorcery coming from Rome and every other place. You bind every spirit of sorcery and bewitchment, including from the bankers and all those trying to bring about global wars and every other thing. We bind every spirit of sorcery and mind control in Jesus' name. We cancel our assignment to trying to entice people into different things, purchasing more than they can afford comfortably in Jesus' name. And we bind every one of these ungodly spirits trying to speak lies concerning what is a proper and appropriate election and what rules ought to be in place. Father God, we know there's a many, many, many questions about the last general election, Father God. A whole lot of questions. A lot of them people have been busy, sweeping them under the rug. Oh, no, don't listen to that. Oh, don't look there. Oh, no, oh, look at Ukraine. Oh, don't look at the vaccine. Oh, no, you look at Ukraine. Oh, no, don't think about 5G. Oh, no, look at Ukraine. Don't think about any of these other things. No, we don't want to think about anything but Jesus, whatsoever things are true and just and righteous and holy. We want to think about what you want us to think about, Lord, but help us to be able to do so and help the children to be able to do so. I ask you to deliver all their children. We ask for your adjudication from the righteous judge. And Jesus, you're the judge of all. You're Lord of all, King of kings and Lord of lords, just like it says in Revelation 17:14, that you'll give all these people that are trying to open up things for children to be involved in social media. It couldn't possibly have anything to do with trying to have people pretending to be children, trying to get little children involved in things like pedophilia. They would never do that, would they? Has anybody been involved in pedophilia anywhere? Not just the Roman Catholic Church. I mean, anywhere? So, Father God, we ask you to expose what needs to be exposed in your way and in your time, and even very quickly, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so in Jesus' name. Because you said you would. Jesus only spoke the words you've given him to speak, Father. And he says in Matthew 10:26, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. We thank you for uncovering the real plans for trying to open up these things. We thank you for all these different so-called religious leaders of 20 different faiths and many different denominations. I don't know what Safer Internet Day means. Who brought a group called Fair Play? Interesting name. Wonder where that came from. Father God, we ask you to expose what's really going on at the about Facebook and all the related groups, Father God, and all the other social media things, and causing people to think less of themselves, Father God, because we're all fearfully and wonderfully made. And, of course, some children, I used to be one of those with a lot of acne, some children have a difficulty with accepting themselves. And, of course, the devil couldn't possibly use that to get people into self-rejection. No, he wouldn't want to do that. Or having people not like them on different media platforms. They feel, nobody like me. And people are saying, well, wait a minute. How about, does Jesus love you? Does anything else really matter? Does Jesus love us perfectly? Father God, help the young people, especially the teenage girls, to be able to look to the one who loves them perfectly. Because we think of your perfect love that casts out all fear, fear of rejection, fear of being left alone, not accepted. Think of making us all accepted in the beloved, in Jesus' name. Even if we had parents that didn't know how to express godly love to us, especially fathers, we ask you to deliver all the children from that, including those that had fathers that didn't stay with them, the rise because of various different factors, Father God, not just fathers leaving them. I've heard about a rise in asthma and other things, Father God. We ask you to grant the parents wisdom and discernment to make the right choices for their children, not the schools making choices, not the internet companies making choices, the parents making choices for their children, 20 and under, in Jesus' name, especially under 18, in Jesus' name. We thank you for divine adjudication, Father God, in all these areas, including this business about how many people were left behind by the Biden regime, by the botched evacuation from Afghanistan that was most humiliating defeat of the United States in a long time, leaving not just American citizens, but a lot of people from Afghanistan that were in favor of the United States, and wanted to have that little breath of freedom they hadn't had before, Father God, and that had learned a new way of life in a different way. Now they're being forced back into their older ways, Father God, under the warlords and all those people over there, Father God, and some of those people running for fear of their very lives. Father, we ask you to deliver them. We plead the blood of Jesus over those that are believers and coming into the body of Christ. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We ask you to save them or all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. We ask for your divine intervention and adjudication in all these different situations, Father, in Jesus' name. From our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, Proverbs 18:10, the end of Psalm 91. Because he set his love upon me. We love you, Father, because you first loved us. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, whom God set forth. A propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. No more ungodly fear, no more covetousness, no more carrying grudges, no more murmuring and complaining. Help me and help us all, Lord, to be changed from glory to glory during this fast, Lord, in Jesus' name, and help us to look to you, Lord Jesus. So as we look to you, Lord Jesus, that little one, 12, Satan, kind of say, is this the man that deceived the nations? That's what it says. I think it's over in Isaiah 14. Is this the man that deceived the nation? We bind you as a deceiver. We bind that deceiving spirit. We bind the mind-blinding spirit. We bind the spirits of mass hypnotism and all your underlings, every spirit of pharmacy, of sorcery, witchcraft, every spirit of sorcery is bound. And all return to sender, every witchcraft curse, return to sender in Jesus' name, blood of Jesus, over all those in the body of Christ and all those who have interceded for. We plead the blood of Jesus over all the descendants of every believer, not just Pat Holliday's descendants, all the descendants, not just Sabrina Sessions' grandmother's descendants, all the descendants of every believer. How about Noah, who built the ark's descendants? That includes all of us that are human beings and sound my voice, and all of our family members. We plead the blood of Jesus over all the descendants of every believer, all the family members of every believer, friends of every believer, neighbors of every believer, co-workers of every believer, and all their children. And we thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. We thank you for being a wall of fire around about and the glory in us. We thank you for your glory for defense, and we give you praise and honor and glory. You delivered Pat Holliday in harm's way, Father God. You delivered with a brother, Albert Lubnitz in harm's way when the man came out with a revolver when he was preaching Jesus. He was told if he did, he'd be shot, and the revolver fell out of his hand. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And even as Sabrina read, and Brother Bill posted, from, where is that, in Proverbs 10, righteousness delivereth from death. I know it's in Proverbs 10 and 11. And we thank you for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness according to Romans 5:17. When we drink into that one spirit with you, Lord, and we have the blood of Jesus in our hearts and we've repented of our sins, thank you for 1 John 1:9. Thank you for Proverbs 28:13. We thank you, Father God, for forgiving us and delivering us as we turn from our sins. And we give you praise and honor and glory. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. No further flow of power communication from the demons in the bush, the deep, and the second heavens, to all those I and every member of the body of Christ have interceded for, and all the family members of every believer, and all those, including the lady you called in about the strange landlord, we bind every one of those demons and everyone we've interceded for. We ask you to save the souls of those that can be saved, Father God, including those in positions of authority. We do pray for all those in authority and those that will be in authority. We thank you for removing those that need to be removed and putting the right ones in their place, Father God, if they need to be removed in Jesus' name. even as you said you would. Because the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and give it to whomsoever he will. As it is written in Daniel 4:15, 4:25, etc., other places in Daniel chapter 4 and chapter 5. And you said, promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, he setteth up another, in Psalm 75, 6 and 7. And you said in verse 1 of Psalm 79, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Your name is very, very near. That's the name above all names, at whose name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your holy, holy, holy name. We thank you for delivering us all from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy, including every spirit of Zeus is bound, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, every spirit trying to ramp up the fuel prices, the food prices, and every other thing, trying to steal from the people, every spirit of stealing, killing, and or destroying, continually bound in Jesus' name. Because Jesus says, not only in Matthew 16:19, but Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and we're all in agreement according to Matthew 18:19, in Jesus' name. Praise the living God. Thank you for delivering us all, Father. Thank you for divine intervention, adjudication, in Jesus' name. Thank you for removing those that need to be removed and putting the right ones in their place in the different nations and different areas, including in Canada. And we're all in agreement, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Still feel your touch. You are still. Oh!